Hey, welcome back. Hope you're well. Today what I want to talk about is the European Union. And this is a biggie. Should the left start arguing to get out the whole thing? And what's provoked me into starting to maybe get this discussion going is what's happened in Greece. And Greece is one of these things where you get this kind of, well, I get this kind of impotent rage about the whole thing. Because of just how unjust and terrible the situation is and what's been inflicted on the country. And in terms of like the role of the European Union, it's worth just quickly discussing what's actually happened in Greece. Greece got into the euro in the first place with Goldman Sachs helping to cook the books. French and German banks in particular lent recklessly to Greece during the boom years, in the same way that US banks recklessly lent to low-paid Americans during the subprime mortgage crisis. And that was great for Germany because that meant that Greeks and other countries could buy their cars and their other consumer goods that they were exporting. And the euro made massive sense for Germany because what it meant is instead of the old strong Deutschmark, with all the countries including in the euro was weak, and that meant that German goods were competitive and they could flog them off abroad, and that's why their economy has done so well. What we've seen in the last few years is bailouts, which have not gone to the Greek economy, very little of it has. Most of it's bailed out German and French banks, where they've been forced to impose austerity measures, which have achieved nothing except cutting a quarter of the Greek economy, leaving a quarter of the population out of work, over half of young people out of work, sending the infant mortality and the suicide rate, once the lowest in Europe, hurtling as a consequence. And the debt has just mounted as a proportion of the Greek economy. It's simply not working. Now, as the French economist Thomas Piketty has pointed out, Germany is the worst offender of any European country when it comes to debt in the 20th century. In the aftermath of World War II, they had much of their debt written off by many European countries, including Greece. And that made sense because those countries knew this debt is never going to be paid off. It's astronomical. But instead, Germany can pursue policies of growth. And of course, they became the economic powerhouse that we know today and pay off some of those debts.
We should use all our endeavors and all the constructive ability we possess to secure the establishment of conditions in which our peoples are freed from want. In other words, our purpose is antagonistic to no one.
That's what Greece have been arguing for as well. An international debt conference, write off some of the debts, allow them to pursue policies based on growth. The European Union is having none of it. No debt write-offs, forcing Greece to impose even more policies that have already wrecked the country. And it reminds me of that quote that's often ascribed to Einstein: the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, now we're seeing a country which has been brutalised, and Germany and the European Union are trying to make an example out of Greece because they fear if the Syriza are seen to get concessions, then that will embolden other anti-austerity movements across Europe, such as Podemos in Spain, for example, and challenge the entire EU elite. We're seeing austerity policies across Europe which are having a devastating impact. In Spain itself, again, nearly a quarter of the population out of work, half of young people out of work, and devastating cuts to public services and so on, which have had a huge impact on the population of that country. But it goes, of course, far wider than that. These countries can't devalue to make themselves more competitive against Germany, which is benefiting massively from the whole setup. But as well as that, we have a European Central Bank, which is totally unaccountable, and which is enforcing policies which are not about decreasing unemployment, it's all about inflation instead. You've got a massive democratic deficit, a lack of accountability at the heart of the European project. You've got the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, negotiated in secret with large corporations between the EU and the US. You've got other treaties that promote the privatisation of public services, directives that stop, for example, the renationalisation of railways if the people of this country had decided to do so. It's an attack on democracy as things stand. And it does raise a big question about how anyone who believes in an alternative to austerity and an alternative to free market dogma within the current European Union can possibly achieve those sorts of ends. So, as things stand, I think a debate needs to open up on the left about whether we should stay within the European Union. And it's worth bearing in mind a referendum is coming up. David Cameron is negotiating a deal which will basically probably be a European Union with even less social protections than we currently already have today. But he will depend on the left to win that referendum. Can we possibly do that? I can't imagine myself campaigning for the European Union as things stand. So let's have that debate. Can the European Union be reformed? Can we change it? Can movements like Syriza and Podemos actually achieve something? Or is the European Union just going to make an example of them and make sure that there's no possible change? That's the debate I want you to have. Leave your comments. Can the EU be reformed? Are you worried about this lack of democratic accountability? Or maybe you're happy with the setup. I'd like to hear that as well. So leave your comments, subscribe, and I will see you next time.